Hey, everybody. This is Kevin Randall with Four Eyes Wrestling Podcast. So glad that you're able to join me. I know what you're thinking, man. The last episode that was recorded was back in 2019. Well, a lot of things happened since then, but nonetheless, I'm glad that I'm back. I'm glad that I'm able to share my opinions, my thoughts on what's going on in professional wrestling, especially within the WWE. A little bit of AEW, but mainly WWE. I want to hear from you. I know that today's topic will be an interesting one, being that we are on the heels of Backlash in France. I'm super excited about it. You know, one thing we're going to talk about today is this, is Cody Rhodes. We all know that he has finished the story with his long desire to becoming WWE champion. It started back two WrestleManias ago when he had the opportunity to face Roman Reigns, but couldn't seal the deal. And then we waited another year for it to finally happen again. Long story short, he ends up finishing the story, getting the pin at WrestleMania 40. And now the question is this, now that he has finished the story, the question is, now what? What are we watching? Is Cody Rhodes living up to our expectations and what we thought he could be as a WWE champion? Now, I know what you're saying. You're thinking, Kevin, he just got the championship. He just got the title. So why don't you give him an opportunity to prove that he is worthy of the title? Well, I will say, watching SmackDown and WWE, isn't there a little piece in you that says, man, I miss Roman Reigns. There was something electric about him that, I don't know, maybe we're not necessarily getting with Cody Rhodes. I'm not taking away the fact that he is charismatic. Of course, he looks like a champion. He dresses like a champion. He is old school at heart, even though he's new school. And there's something still missing. And this is my perspective, that Cody Rhodes should turn heel. That's right, I said it. Whether you want to believe me or not, whether you think I'm wrong or not, I'll actually hear from you, and I'll let you know how to do that in a little bit. But what I am saying is this, is that I think he needs to turn heel. It would be nice to see a different kind of side to Cody Rhodes. I mean, think about it. Roman Reigns, heel, but yet WWE champion for 3.5 years. Maybe, Cody needs the same plan for him. Maybe he needs to turn heel. Yes, to be that kind of champion. But I know, who knows, highly doubt it. That is actually going to happen. He's the face of the company, WWE, parent company, TKO, partnering with UFC. Is him turning heel, is that what's best for business? I don't know. What say you? What do you think? Should Cody turn heel? Or should he remain the same? Because let's be honest, we're going into Backlash. He's defending the WWE champion, the WWE championship against AJ Styles. How many of us really think that Cody is going to leave empty-handed? Nah, that's not going to happen. So it's an interesting dilemma that we're in, because we're excited to see the match and yet we already know the outcome. AJ Styles is gonna leave France empty-handed, because there's no way that the company that has been building this guy up for 2 years is gonna all of a sudden say, all right, you finished the story, that was a good run, that was a good 2 years, you put butts into seats, and now we're moving on to somebody else. Not only somebody else, somebody else who's worthy to move on with the belt, but Yeah, I don't see that happening. What say you? What do you think? Let me know. Let me know your response to, should Cody turn heel? I think so. I think it just makes sense. In what capacity, in what degree, I don't know, but I do feel that it should be within the next couple months. Because here's why. Where do you go when you have The Rock and you have Roman Reigns across the ring from you and you're at WrestleMania 40? How? How do you beat that? There's no way you can. There's no way you can beat that. Absolutely not. There's no way that he can overcome that. Well, I want to hear from you. I want you to let me know what you think. Should Cody Rhodes turn heel? And if so, how? You can write your responses to 4EyesWrestling@gmail.com. 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 So, those are my thoughts. That's what I'm sticking with. I want to hear from you.